السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2266 of our daily nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 11th of Rajab. An Abi Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala nuqal, Abu Huraira radiyallahu and the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah states, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, Man la'iqal asal, whosoever licks and takes the honey, Salat ad-ghadawa, 3 mornings. You will see on social media, whenever the Islamic lunar month starts, then people send this hadith. So it is not confined only to the starting of the Islamic month. Anytime during the month, in the beginning, in the 10 days, 11 days, 12 days, any time of the month, kulla shahr, in every month, lam yusibhu azimum min al-bala, then big calamity, sicknesses, all that will not afflict the person. So remember, Quran Kareem teaches us regarding honey, fihi shifa'ul linnas, the shifa there for humanity. So it don't mean that we mustn't take other medication, but we must have the yakin and conviction that Allah Jalla Wala will cure us. So in the morning time, honey, excellent, remember that. Then Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he was one of the Sahaba, the last Sahaba and companion to pass away in Madinah Munawwara. He states, قَالَ أُهْدِيَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَسَلٌ. Somebody brought as a gift and gave the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some honey. فَقَسَمَ بَيْنَنَا. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us لُؤْقَةً لُؤْقَةً. Lu'qatan, lu'qatan means like, you know, a teaspoon of, example, that what you can take in your finger like that. Fa'akhaztu lu'qati. So I took my share, that one teaspoon like, or what can come in my one finger. Summa qultu. Then I, Jabir radiallahu anhu, said, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, azdadu ukhra. May I take another one? So meaning another teaspoon, another finger. Qala na'am. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. Now here we learn adab, etiquette. Not now the Master alayhi wa sallam rationed it. So now we don't just help ourselves. So we must take permission from the Amir. So obviously the Amir, when the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Amir, the best, the most beloved to Allah in the entire universe and creation. So now the father gives out to the sons and daughters, or you must remember, gives out to whoever. Now we just go help ourselves. No. So we must take permission. Can I take the other one? Can I take the sweet? Can I take the chocolate? Can I take this? So all this got to do with tarbiyah. Therefore, when we make dua and recite the dua for our beloved parents, Surah chapter 17, verse 24, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Ya Allah, have mercy on them, meaning both our father, mother, as they nurtured me, as they trained me, as they coach me, kama rabbayani saghira, when I was young, when I was an infant, and so forth. So look at the wisdom of the dua as well. The Master alayhi salam said yes. So teaching them adab and etiquette. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who states, and the hadith is authentic, all these ahadith in Ibn Majah, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, alaykum bi shifa'ain, that you must use the two shifa, it will give you cure, externally, internally, all insha'Allah. And what are they? Al-Asal wal-Qur'an. One is honey and one is the noble Qur'an. We only wait to read Qur'an Sharif in Ramadan. Start now, my brother, sister. And in that way, inshallah, Allah will give us spiritual shifa wa shifa ul lima fi sudur, Qur'an says. So shifa internally, externally. May Allah give us cure and from all sicknesses. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.